Well, it's been an interesting morning already.
现在已经是很有趣味的一个早上了。
I went out to the car to come over here from our church to come here to share with you today, and I put the key in the ignition, and the car wouldn't start.
我从我的教会要到这里来，早上时候去，一到我的这个汽车上呢，把那个钥匙插进去，要开车，车子不动。
I now understand why my granddaughter gave me her car and wanted to take my car.
所以我才知道我的孙女儿为什么要我用她的车子。他要用我的车子。
That's what a grandpa does for a granddaughter.
这就是一个祖父为他的孙女儿做的事情。
So I had to wait for my wife who was coming for the second service, and when she pulled in, I said, "Here, you got the car that won't start. Give me the car that runs."
所以我等着我的太太过来，她来到那个第二堂，然后我跟她说，哎，你就拿这个钥匙，那个车子不动啊。那我开你的车子去。
Well, we're here, and we're ready to share with you this morning.
至少我现在在这里，我们现在要来分享神的话语。
I can only say God is good all the time.
我只有能够说神是好的，任何时间神都是好的。
Fortunately, my wife was coming to church, and I needed to be here.
感谢神，我的太太居然到那个教会来了，我可以到你们这里来。
You know, for most of us, when we think of the Bible, we think of it as 66 different books.
我们很多人都说，我们想到这个圣经是66卷不同的这个这些一卷一卷的书。
But really, the Bible is one single story.
实在是圣经是一个完整的一个故事。
It has an introduction, a mission, and a conclusion.
它有一个引言，有一个中间，最后有一个完结的篇。
When we read the Bible, we want to read it in light of the fact that most of the Bible covers the mission that God has for us as Christians.
所以我们要念圣经的话，知道这个整本的圣经就是一个目的，就是神要我们做他的门徒。
I believe the mission can be summarized into two aspects.
所以这个神的整个他的事工是有两个点。
First of all, God wants us to be a blessing.
第一点是神要我们得到祝福。
And second, God wants us to be a blessing to all nations.
神然后把我们的祝福带到所有的国家去。
It is part of the reason why I love spending these Sundays with you.
这个也是一个一部分的原因，我愿意跟你们在一起来在礼拜天。
God gives me the opportunity to move out of my comfort zone and move into your world for just a little while.
那神要我离开我在那个很安适的那个地带，要到你们中间，到不太熟悉的地方。
People say to me, "What is the difficulty you find?" When you preach at the Chinese church,
人家问我说，你到那个中文教会里面去，你的困难是什么？
I simply say that I enjoy just hearing you speak the Chinese language and trying to figure out words that you're saying that I can identify.
他说，我就是想到说，我到你们这些中间，我听见你们讲中文，然后要想到知道你们这里讲的中文是怎么样子，让我能够跟你们打成一片。
Now preaching does take a little more difficulty, though.
但是你知道，这个宣道是有的时候有些需要花点功夫的。
I'm not always sure when the interpreters are done interpreting what I've said.
他说，我常常看到说那个翻译的有没有翻完了，我到底我要讲的翻完了没有？
And obviously, I don't know if they've said what I've said.
我当然不知道他在说什么，到底他翻的对不对？ Hey, they all know what I'm doing.
So,
你们都知道我在翻对不对，是不是？
It is a great time just to be able to share the blessing of what God has for all of His people.
这实在是一个大的美好的时间，能够把神的这个所有的恩典的宣扬出来。
So as we read the Bible, the first 11 chapters of Genesis is the introduction.
那我们看到这个创世纪一开始就是告诉我们所有的一个引言。
The mission starts with the 12th chapter of Genesis.
所有的这一切整个的托付是 要是从那个以后。
And the conclusion begins with Revelation, the fifth chapter.
然后最后的这个完结篇是在
So everything in between the 11th chapter and the 5th chapter of Revelation is nothing more than God telling us what he wants us to do.
所以从这个 创世纪的12章以后到这个启示录的文章中间完全就是神要我们在这告诉我们怎么样子向我们宣道。
It doesn't take us long to begin to discover what God's desire is, that all mankind would know and love him and know his forgiving power.
所以这个是不要我们花很多时间在任何人开始念圣经就知道神最大的目的就是要知道他的爱我们让我们能够跟随他。
This morning I've chosen as a simple little title for my message, freedom.
所以今天早上我选的这个题目是很简单的两个字就是自由。
Again, one of the key scripture passages that we could turn to is found in Romans, the 8th chapter.
而且这个对自由这个最近的这个经句是罗马书第8章31到39节。
Or Galatians, the 4th chapter, that talks about freedom in Christ.
或者加拉太书第4章讲到说在主里面得自由。
Other passages that remind us that God wants us to be a people who are set free.
另外的圣经里面很多地方就是说神要我们能够在主里得到释放自由。
We must admit the world is searching in every way to find peace and to find freedom.
我们知道这个世界上很多人是要找到这个怎么样子能够释放能够得到自由。
And yet I suggest to you this morning there is no peace and no freedom outside of the person of Jesus Christ.
我告诉你在世界上是没有这个平安没有自由除了耶稣基督之外。
This morning I want to talk about 6 freedoms.
今天早上我要讲到6种自由。
Very simply for us to be reminded of these freedoms is what God has in store for us as his believers.
让神给我们这一切是给他相信他的人的。
The first freedom I would draw your attention to is the freedom from God's law or the freedom from God from sin.
是第一个就是自由，就是说我们得到自由，从罪里得出自由。
The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
圣经说这个犯罪的工价就是死，然后这个神的这个恩典就是自由。
The Bible says all have sinned.
圣经上说世人都犯了罪。We
have all fallen short of God's law or God's desire for us.
我们都亏欠了神的荣耀，在他给我们的那个律法之后，我们都没有一样不亏欠的。It
is impossible to know freedom without knowing and believing that God has pardoned us and forgiven us of our sins.
这是你没有办法知道只有如果你不知道神已经赦免了我们的罪在主里面。Let
me be very clear this morning. Every one of us have sinned.
到我今天很清楚地跟我们讲，每一个人都是一个罪人，犯了罪。We
have been born into sin.
我们生来就有罪。
Because of what happened in the beginning when God said to Adam and Eve,
在最早的时候，他跟这个亚当跟夏娃说，你们，
you are not to eat of the forbidden fruit. And they did just that.
你们不能吃那一棵不准吃的树上的果子，结果他们吃了。The
only hope that we have to escape our sin nature and to find freedom from God's law is found in the person of Jesus Christ.
唯一我们能够从我们罪性能够改出来，就是只有在耶稣基督里面。Let
me see if I can illustrate this for you this morning.
让我看看我能不能把这阐述清楚给你们。
I'm going to ask Hubert if he would come up here on the platform. I want him to help me illustrate this point.
我们要请 Hubert 上台，我来告诉你怎么样子情形。Now
Hubert and I have not talked about this at all. He's going.
Hubert and I 跟我们没有这预言过啊。
He's going to join in with me right now in trying to describe how we find freedom from the law and our sin.
所以我们他要跟我们讲，怎么样子我们可以从罪律里面能够得到自由。
This morning, Hubert, I brought my wallet with me, and I have some money here.
我带了我的钱包，我这里有些钱在这里。
Hubert, I've taken out a $10 bill.
我现在拿了一个十块钱一个钞票。
This would probably buy a part of lunch today.
这大概你可以吃你的那个中饭可以吃一部分了。
It might even help other things that you have in mind of doing. Maybe a card for your wife.
吃了饭以后，你也许做旁的事情，买一个给你太太买一个卡片。
Now, Hubert, I would like to give this to you as a gift.
Oh, Hubert, 我要给你这个，像给你一个礼物。
Hubert, this is something that I'd like to do of my free will. It's a gift that I want to give to you, just because I want to give it.
这是完全是我自己出发我自己想要给你的，我现在就给你了。
Do you think you would like to have this $10 bill?
你想想，你会要接受我这个十块钱吗？
Well, I want to give it to you as a gift.
我要给你先做一个礼物。
Thank you.
谢谢。
You're welcome.
That's yours. 不谢不谢。这是你的了。
Now hang on here.
等一下等一下。
It's a gift. I'm not an Indian giver.
我这是我不是印第安人的那给东西人，不会拿过来的。
Here is the lesson that I'm trying to illustrate of how God frees us.
现在我告诉你这个功课是什么。
I offered to him a gift.
我给他一份礼物。
He took me at his word.
他就听我讲，告诉他我这是给他的。
As I reached out and presented the $10 bill to him, he did what?
让我把这个十块钱给他，他做了什么？
He reached out,
他也伸过来,
and he accepted the gift.
他愿意接受我给他的这一份礼物。
My friend, that's just the same simplicity in which God says to us, He will forgive us of our sins and come into our life.
朋友们，这个是很简单，神跟我们说，他给我们那个礼物，我们要不要去接受？
He simply says that He is a free gift.
神跟我们说，这只是一个完全的毫无要有什么东西牵连的一个，就是白白的给你的。
And all we need to do is simply accept, and when we do, He comes into our life, forgives us of all of our sin.
我们全部需要做的就是，我们就是去接受，然后神就可以赦免我们的罪了。
Now I don't have a $10 bill to give to all of you today.
我没有给那么多的十块钱的给你们每一个人。
But I do have something that all of you, I trust, have accepted, and that's God's gift.
我有神给你们的礼物，你们每一个人都接受了。
You've accepted God into your life by simply saying, Lord Jesus, I accept the mercy that you have bestowed on me. Come into my heart and life and make me a different individual.
你已经是接受神给你的礼物，你说我接受神了，你给我的礼物接受到我的心里面，我就这样接受，就是这样子。
And when you do that, you know God's freedom from sin.
你一旦接受以后，你知道神就是给你这个礼物，使你得到自由。
Thank you, Hubert.
谢谢谢谢。
For real?
For real.
真的吗？
You just never know.
Oh, 你不知道后面是什么。
The second freedom that's essential for peace.
第二个
is a freedom from fear.
第二个这个自由就是能够自由从你的恐惧中间释放出来。
I have shared with you that my mom is 93 years old.
我跟你讲过，我妈妈已经93岁了。
And one of the things that my mom is lives with very painfully is her fear.
我妈妈这个最痛苦是什么？就是活在痛苦，活在恐惧之中。
Although she's a Christian and has invited Jesus into her life, she has not been freed from the pain of fear.
我妈妈是一个基督徒，已经接受了耶稣，但是她没有办法把恐惧能够。
We all want to have the assurance of protection.
我们都愿意说有一个确据能够那个保护我们的确据。
It's interesting that the Bible tells us that we are to be afraid.
啊，圣经上你知道有时候也告诉我们，我们要有的时候要有惧怕。
The Bible says if we do evil, we are to be afraid of God's judgment.
圣经上说，假如说我们做了犯罪的话，我们要恐惧神的审判。
Only Christ says, "Do not be afraid."
只有耶稣说不要惧怕。
The Bible says that He has overcome the world.
圣经说他已经胜过这个世界。
He's overcome the pain of fear.
他已经胜过这个恐惧的痛苦。
And He offers to us.
他也给了我们。
The joy and assurance of protection.
他也给了我们那个喜乐，而且能够有这个得到保护的那种喜乐。
Jesus says that I have overcome the fear, and that we can trust Him in every situation.
耶稣说他已经胜过那个恐惧，所以我们能够相信他，就不应该有恐惧了。
Only Christ can give us the freedom.From fear.
所以只有耶稣基督可以给我们没有恐惧的自由。
He is the Prince of Peace.
他是和平的王子。
When we come to that relationship of knowing Him as Savior, then we can trust Him to protect us and to be with us always.
我们知道他是我们的救主，我们接受他以后，他一定会保守我们。
The third freedom that I want to talk to you about today is the freedom from want.
这个第三个这个自由说，我们不要去觉得我们有缺乏的自由。
You remember the words of the 23rd Psalm in the first verse?
你们记得这诗篇二十三篇的第一句话吗？
It simply says, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want."
那个简单的说就是说神你是我的牧者。我不自缺乏。
One of the things that I have a strong feeling is that for many of us, our wanter is greater than our needer.
所以很多时候我们觉得我们在中间，我们是一个常常说我们要什么东西，而不是说是为了我们所那必须的东西而去追求。
God has promised that He will meet us.All the time and provide everything that we need.
是神已经给我们说，我们所需要的一切东西，神都会给我们准备。
But He doesn't say that He promises that He will give us all that we want.
神没有跟我们说，我们无论我们想要什么东西，就给我们什么东西。
It's interesting that this promise is made to God's people.
这个是有兴趣的，是说让我们信神的人。
Listen to the promise that He makes.
你听他的允许是什么？
According to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus, He will give us all that we need.
他把他整个的所有的这个丰富，整个的荣耀，他会给我们日常所需的东西。
It's according to His riches, and He owns everything.
是看到他所有的那一切的丰富，他会给我们所需。
He owns the cattle on the hills.
他千山的这个牛。
The wealth in all of the land.
所有这个所有全地的财富。
And His promise to us is simply, "I will provide what you need."
他给我们说，我一定会供给你所需的。
And the good news is that we as Christians have the right and the privilege to call upon His inexhaustible.Riches.
这个福音是告诉说，我们基督徒可以向神要我们从他全世界拥有的丰富那里给我们。
We simply invite Him to provide for us what we need daily.
所以我们很简单就可以请求他来给我们日常所需的，可以给我们准备。
The fourth freedom is freedom from death.
第四个。这个自由是 freedom of death,
death,
D-E-A-T-H,、mm-hmm. 是自由，可以叫我们从死亡里面得自由。
Let me suggest to you this morning, unless we have this freedom, everything else is in danger.
所以我们有这个自由的话，其他什么东西都是我们常常活在这个世界上都有危险的。
Death cancels out every blessing on earth.
这个死亡是我们所有全世界的那些祝福都拿去了。
You remember the words of scripture that says, what, for what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?
你记不记得圣经上说，有什么好处，如果你把你得了全世界而失去你自己的生命？
No one can offer, no person can give freedom from death.
所以这个没有一个人可以这个把你的自由。
For every one of us, it is appointed that there's going to come a time when we will die.
所以，对每一个人来讲，总有一个时候我们会面对死亡。
But Jesus has taken the sting out of death.
结果，耶稣已经把死亡的毒钩已经拿去了。
Because of his promise that he has given us, that he will never leave us or forsake us.
因为耶稣给我们说，他从不丢弃我们，从不把我们就放到一个，不照顾我们的时候。
That we will share in his eternal glory.
而且我们会享受跟他永远的那些荣耀。
In essence, living this life is a short-term mission trip. Before we enter into His presence.
事实上，我们在这个世界上，只是一个短暂、一个过渡的时期，进到他永远的荣耀里面去。
Jesus simply has taken the sting out of death.
所以他很简单说，他把死亡的毒钩已经拿掉了。
The story is told of a dad and a son that were riding in a car. When a bee started circling around in the car.
有个故事，有个爸爸和儿子，他们在开车的时候，有一个蜜蜂，它有一个针在那里飞在他们的头上。
The little boy became very frightened as the bee circled around and attempted to even land on his body.
那个小男孩就怕得要死，那个蜜蜂一直在他头上转啊转啊转，感到他那个刺激好像要。停到他头上一样。
Dad pulled the car over to the side of the road.
结果爸爸就把车停到了路边。
And as the bee was circling around, he reached out with his hand and clutched it.
然后，当这个蜜蜂再在他头上转的时候，他的爸爸就一把就抓到那个蜜蜂就捏碎了。
The son said, "Dad, open the window, throw it out."
他说，他爸爸说，哎，你把窗子开开，把它扔出去。
But something while he was holding that bee in his hand.Stung his hand, and Dad was going to teach his son a lesson.
你知道吗？当他抓了那个蜜蜂的时候，那个蜜蜂刺已经刺到他的爸爸手里面了。其实他爸爸要告诉他一个功课。
He opened his hand and he said, "Son, the stinger has already stung my hand."
他说：“你看，儿子啊，这个刺已经在我手里面的肉里面了。
It can never hurt you."
他这个刺在我的肉手的肉里面。就不会再伤害你了。
And that's exactly what Jesus did for us when he died for us. He took the sting of death on himself.
所以耶稣基督给我们所做的就是一样，他在十字架上死了以后，他把死亡的毒钩已经拿掉了。
And death cannot hurt us.
所以死亡对我们已经无可伤害我们。
Death brings us the joy of knowing we will be in his presence.Forevermore.
所以即使我们面对死亡的时候，我们就有喜乐，知道说我们会跟耶稣基督享受在永远里面。
So we've looked at four of the freedoms.
所以我们已经看过那四种自由了。
Let me mention just the last two this morning.
让我再告诉你最后这两种自由。
The fifth freedom is a freedom from isolation.
第五种自由是说我们能够从我们自己孤立中间、孤独中间走出来。
I am sure there's not a person in the sound of my voice that does not want to have companionship or a relationship with other people.
我知道我们这所有中间没有一个人不愿意说更加有建立那种良好的关系，更加介绍一个那种共同的互相的交往。
In the people I counsel with, I hear again and again. one of the biggest problems they face is the loneliness.
在辅导的我们教会的人，最大的问题就是他们感觉到孤单。
As a matter of fact, in Genesis, the Bible tells us that it's not good for man to be alone.
实在是在圣经的第一卷书上的，在那个创世纪就是说，说神看人，这人独居不好。
Every one of us needs to have a relationship with someone else.
我们每一个人都要说，我们跟人之间要建立一个人际关系。
And indeed, those relationships bring blessing, encouragement, and help.
这个人际关系是给我们带来这个祝福，也带来我们的鼓励，然后带来我们的帮助。
As Christians, we are guaranteed the greatest and the richest blessing of fellowship and friendship that is found only in Jesus Christ.
我们啊，基督徒是知道我们唯一一个那么大的祝福，就是说我们在主里面可以带住这种我们跟人际的关系，这种一种祝福。
As a matter of fact, you remember the words that Jesus spoke to his disciples?
你记得耶稣给他的门徒说什么？
He said, "By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another."
你们彼此相爱，就让世人看出我们是基督徒。
And that ought to be the desire that we have as believers, is to care and love one another.
所以我们基督徒又可以彰显出来，就是说我们要关心人家，我们要去爱人家，彼此相爱。
Only Christ removes loneliness.
只有神能够把我们的孤独孤单给拿掉。
And that is done by loving others and sharing with them.
怎么拿掉呢？就是要我们彼此相爱，然后彼此分享神的祝福。
A week ago, I was at a conference in Southern California with over 3,000 people.
在这个一个礼拜以前，我在这个南加州参加一个基督徒的聚会，有3000人在一起。
I was overwhelmed by the testimonies that I heard from people.
我只是被他那真的是感觉到非常这个感觉到惊讶，这么多的这个见证。
As they talked about their hurts, their habits, and their hang-ups.
你知道，他们就谈到他们的痛苦，谈到他们的所有的这些不好的这个遭遇。
One of their biggest hang-ups was the loneliness that they find.
这个最大的不好的遭遇就是他们感觉到孤单。
And they choose all kinds of other methods to somehow overcome that loneliness.
他们用各种不同的方法去驱除这个孤单。
I say it again, only Christ removes the loneliness.
让我再说一遍，只有耶稣基督能够把我们的孤单拿去。
The world will know that we really love them, that we are his disciples by loving other people.
在圣经上讲说，世人知道我们在主里面，就是当我们彼此之间有爱。
The last freedom that I share with you today is the freedom from eviction.
最后一个自由是被赶出去，被放逐那个的自由。
Over the last couple of years, you've been aware, as we've read in the paper, the number of people who have been basically asked to leave their homes.Because of foreclosure.
你知道，在过去几年经济恐慌的时候，有很多人他们不能留在他们居住的，被赶走，从他居住的地方赶出来。
It's been said that one of the big American dreams is to own your own home.
你知道，大家都说美国人的梦想的头一条就是每一个人都可以有他自己的房子。
And yet there's not a day that goes by that we do not see in our newspapers that literally hundreds and thousands of people are being moved out of their homes and losing this so-called dream.
你知道，在这过去几年中，几乎每天在报纸上都有说，哪些人已经被他的人从他的房子里面赶出来，因为他们交不出他们应该付的钱。
Why does that hurt so?
为什么他被从他的房子赶出来有什么痛苦呢？
And that's because we long for a permanent home.
因为我们要有个更美的永远的居住地方。
Nothing worse than being homeless.
你知道，一个没有家的人是非常非常痛苦的。
But the permanent home that we're promised as Christians will share is the one that says we will share in His glory forevermore.
你知道，在基督徒来讲，永远的家乡说就是我们要在基督里跟他在荣耀里面的荣耀的。
They'll never be homeless.
在那个时候就不会。你变成流浪无家可归的时候
We will sit at the throne and we will worship and praise him
我们会在神的宝座面前在那里去、赞美他去、跟他在一起
We will know the freedom of living in a perfect body where there's no sin, no hurt, no death, no dying
我们到那个时候我们有一个完全的一个身体我们当然说没有这个罪恶我们没有死亡没有困苦
Although I say to you today the Bible doesn't tell us a great deal of what will take place in heaven but I do know this it will be a time of praise
虽然在我在圣经上没有说到很多很多关于将来我们在永远里面跟神在一起什么样子但是我可以告诉你我们在那个时候是跟神是到那时候永远在那赞美他。
You remember the words in John that says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You're trusting me, now trust in the Father."
教授，你们不要为说为这个事情感觉到痛苦。当你来相信我的父，相信我的时候。
Then he says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you."
他说，在我父家有那么多的房屋，那么多的东西。假如没有的话，我会早就告诉你了。
But I go to prepare a place for you that where I am, there you may be also.
所以我去的是要准备那个地方。我去的时候要也是你们将来可以跟我在一起。
That's God's promise, and that's good news.
这是神的允许，这是一个最大的小消息。
I look forward to that day when I will share in this glorious wealth that God has for me.
我向往在一天，到那个时候，我能够在荣耀里跟神在一起。
My question this morning, I've talked many times in these points of freedoms about a relationship with Jesus Christ.
所以我这个整个的问题在这里，我今天一直讲那么多自由，就是说主要是在我们跟神的关系上面。
My question to you this morning: Do you know Jesus Christ as King of Kings in your life?
我的第一个问题就是说，你有没有把耶稣基督当作是万神之神
？Have you experienced the freedom that only Christ can bring?
你有没有？这个享受到这个自由是只有耶稣能够给你的。
My prayer would be that you would not leave here without a confidence and assurance that Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life.
所以我愿意就是说，让你当在这里离开的时候，你知道耶稣能够在里面是你生命之中中间的一切。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, I thank you for just the truth that you have given us all of these freedoms.
父神，我们真的在这里愿意宣称说，你给我们这个真理是说，你给我们这一切。
Freedom from sin and death and life eternal.
是神，你给我们在所有的自由，从死亡里面的有，而且我们有永远的这个永生。
May the truth of your word bless us today, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
你的话是这么的真实，那个带领我们祝福，我们是靠主耶稣基督圣名祈求。阿门。
我们还有几分钟，好，我们再唱一下这个刚才。Hubert 弟兄所唱的那个297首。
So let's sing the hymn.
唱第四节。
Brother Hubert has already offered. Let's all stand up.
活着为耶稣
生。第四节的 fourth stanza.
287
是吧？287。287。 I'll surrender all. 287. Four stanza.
Father, these words that we have just sung and heard sung today are stern reminders of what you desire of us.
主啊，我们在这个诗歌里面，它的词句是在告诉我们说你的心意是什么。
Father, with open hands, we come today and say, who we are, what we are, belongs to you.
我们要告诉我们的手举起来说。我们所有的这些都是属于你的。
Continue to change our lives.
然后继续来改变我们的生命。
And watch over us this week as we function in this world.
看顾我们叫将来的这一礼拜，在我们在这个世界上过这个日子的时候。
May people know that we are your disciple because we have love for one another.
让世人都知道我们是你的门徒，因为我们彼此。相爱
and we've experienced freedom.
而且我们也享受到了在主里的自由。
We pray this in Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主名祷告，阿门。
阿门。